Yesterday's Machloikis, the Shach Mashal, where the Mashal said that generally a person's not allowed to be Taitis from someone else, even if he knows he's right. If you can't prove it in bed, then you can't be Taitis. And the Shach disagreed, and the Shach allowed a person to be Taitis if he knows he's right, that he could be Taitis. I mentioned to you yesterday that Balamor, in our Gemara, says, like the Shittas of Mashal, that Tisa is Aser. Rashi seems to be clearly like the Shach, that Tisa is Mutter. That's the Machlokes here, because the Balamor and Rashi seems to be like the Machlokes to Shach Mashal. Might be certain cases where they disagree, but basically it's the same Shittas. This is all the question whether you're allowed to grant. Now, once you grant, could you create an eagle for yourself? Once I grant, that wasn't supposed to, but I grabbed the rib. Now, I grabbed not in front of Aizen. I was in a room alone with the other person. I grabbed something from him. And now I come to Bez. I want to tell Bez, didn't believe me, that he owes me money from last year. And I have a miku. I could have denied grabbing whatever I grabbed. I could have said I didn't grab it. Can you create a miku by grabbing and then going to bed? Now clearly like Rashi and the Shach, of course you could. Because the whole Shach said you're allowed to grab. You're allowed to grab and then tell Bez in the miku. That's the whole Shach. Question is, if you hold you're not allowed to grab, could we say that for the Eva, once you grab, alright, you weren't supposed to grab, but once you grab, you have an eagle. The Baal Morris says, no eagle. You don't have an eagle. No, how to grab, and if you grab, you can't tie the eagles on your neck. The Ramban disagrees, and he says you do have an eagle. Now, the Ramban doesn't say that he holds you not out of grab. That part, the Ramban seems to be masculine. Seems to be, he doesn't say you perish, seems to be massive, you can't grab. But once you grab, the Ramban says, once you did it, you have a meagle. The meagle is a proof that what you're saying is true. So the Ramban is sort of an in-between sheet. He seems to hold, you know, I'm not supposed to grab it.
Like he said, like Mashal?
But he doesn't say the perish like the Mashal. But no, but he goes to the Balamor. He doesn't disagree with the Balamor only in this prop. He seems to agree you're not supposed to grab. Seems to be sure. But that you shouldn't grab. But once you grab, the Ramban says you do have an eagle. There are three kashas on the Balamor. The first is from a Gemara Bava Basra, that's one of them. And the easy the Achli Chushla, which is a case where goats came down to my field, someone else's goats came to my field, and they ate some of the produce in the field. I say they ate $100 worth of produce. The owner of the goat says, no, they ate a tasty. Maybe they only ate $5. Maybe he says, Bari, they only ate $5 worth. Some today $100. He says, no, they only ate $5. I can't prove it. So Pashtus, I'm going to lose, because I can't move it. But in that Gemara's story, Honey Easy Dr. Chushla, when the owner of the field goes down and sees someone else's goats eating, what did he do? He grabbed the goats. They want to eat. He grabbed them and locked them up in his barn. So now he had the other person's goats in his barn. So there he's believed to say, he ate $100 worth of produce. With a miku, he could have said, they're my goats. He could have held on to the goats. He could have held on to the Ezen. So with the miku, that he could have said, they're my goats, we believe him that he ate the $100 worth of food. That's the Gemara in the Pasra. I mean, easy now. The Kushla, the Ezen way, this Kushla, whatever that means, a certain type of wheat. And this is the Ezen. But the Ramban, it's a Raya, that you could create your own miku. How do you get the miku then? You grab the goats. By grabbing the goats, he created an eagle for himself. So we see that even though you're not supposed to grab, once you grab, you can create a migru. Hear that? You don't know what it is entirely. You don't have any right. You can create your migru. You grab from him. By grabbing from him, we're not in front of anything. Now you have a migru. So the Rabban says that that's a, it's a riot to his shita, that Hani Zidu Chachush is a riot to his shita. But the Baal Mori answers it. Why is it different in the case of the Easy? See, the Baal Mori says it's different. Here it was already Bishus HaNizik on its own. Because the Nizik didn't go and grab the goats. The goats came into his field. The goats are in my field. I'm not going to eat. I can lock them up. See, he says Hani Easy is different. Because Hani Easy, the goats came, Bishus HaNizik on their own. No riot that you can grab.
What
difference does
it make if you grab the
goats
or not? You see clearly
the
person has an eagle.
Pointing
only X amount of money,
me grabbed
it. I could have said that.
So you're asking not from Easy, you're asking in general. I'm trying to sum back. He's a Balamor. He has an eagle, right? He has an eagle. Yeah. I'm asking if that is the second question. I told you that we should attack the Balamor. And first, this was the Gemara of Easy. Easy got the Kushla. Well, I'm worried it's different when it's a Rishus HaNizik.
Because
I didn't grab.
I did. I had them up. They could have run away. I could take them away. I didn't have to lock them up.
So the Rambani asked that. The Rambani asked, what's the difference if they came into Rishus HaNizik? They're still the Mazics. They're still not Mori. Well, Mori answers that Rishus HaNizik, Rambani says it's not a good enough parrot. But still, they're the Mazics. Well, I do have to grab them for myself. The owner goes is many goes $5. But the deter is not over $5. He doesn't need the legal for $5. He needs the legal for
$95.
Maybe there it's different, but the easy certainly ain't something. Certainly it's a difference. Does it make a difference? It's a difference there. Easy certainly is something. So why should that make a difference? But I'm not allowed to grab. I should still not be allowed to grab. And if I grab when I'm not allowed to, I can't give myself a
niggle. What are you saying? You
don't know.
You're
in the thing. You're in the thing. You're in the thing. You're in
the thing.
That's a story of the Gemara. You ate and beat and we need something, I don't know. But is it different? I guess if it's point one, it should make a difference. If the whole Baal HaMor is saying that by grabbing something, you can give yourself an ego, why is it different if you have something? If it isn't the case, the question is why you met Russian act. Okay. Well, Baal HaMor seems to say, no, I grab it. I shouldn't say seems to say. It would seem to follow that the Baal HaMor is like, you know, I grab it.
Well,
he's just saying, generally. Why should you be allowed to grab it?
Because
Baal HaMor doesn't allow for cutting, because also Marish.
He
says
because
that's right. Why is he yes, my Rishus, and because
that's
right?
Mashkin
is a Pirani. Easy, less than a Mashkin, less than a Pekat.
He doesn't like
Mashkin.
He doesn't like
Mashkin. Hard to see. Hard to see. Now, hold on, this Mashkin is that the Pirani. Yeah, not the Pirani. Yeah, obviously, if it's a pirai, then the Baal HaMor is easier. It's easier to understand.
And now, if I was to work with the Rambam,
the Rambam
is But
the Rabban doesn't say you agree with the
Hatzor. I'm saying, if it's
a case. But the Rabban doesn't need it because you can do a Hatzor, because then it wouldn't be a riot to the other cases. I'd say Chloe's tickle rule, he's running it out of easy. That's what we see the same as far as the rule. No, it's not clear from the Rabban if he holds it here. So, well, now it sounds like he's not arguing at that point. He doesn't talk about it. The second kasha on the Balabar is Svara. What's a Svara? You don't have an eagle. How do you have an eagle? If I go and I grab something, and I tell Bezin, he owes me money, and I grab this, I have a legal, I could have said I didn't grab it, it's a good legal, why should I feel a legal? It's far as a perfect legal, you shouldn't have done it, once you did it. Why is it a good legal? So, on this kasha, why shouldn't it be a good legal with the Eved? So I saw in the new Rebbe Naftali's, they bring, that the Balamara Shita is, you don't say amigo mamana mamana. The means is like this. Amigo is, I could win this with Taina 1, and therefore, believe me with Taina number 2, on the same item. So that's amigo. Let's say you say I owe you money. I say I paid. Believe me, I paid, I could have said I never borrowed. It's on the same item. I'm saying that there's no chayiv. So believe me, Taina number 1, not Taina number 2. That's a typical meaning. Migul Mimamin Mimamin means, let's say I tell Bezdin. Bezdin says, you owe him money. I say, I paid him. Believe me, I paid him because I have a separate business deal with him and I could cheat him in that business deal. So believe me, in this business deal that I paid him. That's called Migul Mimamin Mimamin. Amigul from one thing to another. Balamara says, you don't say amigul from one moment to another moment. Amigo has to be in the thing itself. So the name we're here, you don't have an ego. Because you're saying, believe me, he owes me money, he borrowed a year ago, because today I grabbed his talus and I'm claiming it's mine. That's two different money. You want me to believe he owes you money from a year ago, because now you grab. That is the reason about my house
stuff.
The case of the goats, is it Migul Mamamin Mamamin? The case of the goats is Migul Mamamin Mamamin. Yeah. What do you say? Is it easy that with Khushla? Migul Mamamin Mamamin.
But
you want me now to believe you that he owes you money.
But
Migul has to give you a demonis on a certain time. The Migul is not on the taking, it's on the timing that you have. What timing is certain?
Where is time of time? Migul is always time of time. He's trying to
No, but you want to get a demonis on a clay from a year ago.
It's not the echo that he's trying to get that demonis on a clay, he's trying to get that he gets the implications.
Well, the concept of Migul Mamamin Mamamin is that you don't look at the chesed, you look at the time you want to get the money on. Sort of, you have to get a chesed of time on what you say. If you're saying he owes you money, you can't get a chesed of time on that. That is something totally different. And that's the idea of Migul Mamamin Mamamin. You could be asking, why does it make sense that Migul Mamamin Mamamin is not that? Okay. But
the reason is two different things. You want money for the money for himself. He wants two different things. Over here, he wants the same thing. He wants to take the same stuff from
it. I think the idea of being a mom and a mom and not having time is not what he wants. I don't think you say that. Because you always don't care what you get paid for what you get paid. I think you say they are is generally the same. And legal is from different things, from different cases. Well, Migul Mamamin Mamamin in effect is a Migul Haiti. If you only get one Mamamin, it's not a Haiti. You look at Mamamin Mamamin, it's a Haiti.
It's in case
it's
easy. It's clear. It's not a Haiti. It's a Haiti. me.
Well, here it does not allow you to see the talus is by me.
But now I'm saying that here I took the talus. I already told you that the talus.
Yeah, I already told you it took the talus.
But I never remember the show.
The third kasha on the Baal Amor is from the Gemara. The next line of Gemara, if you look in the Gemara, what do we learn? Abai Yomar, Hashir Yishav and Yishan Yesh Layolah. So how does the Baal Amor learn Abai? Abai says, well, Chayshish, maybe there's a Milvi Yishana, and he did this Abayla. He went and granted it. In fact, the Gemara, Yihachi, if it's an old Milva, Nishko B'loi Shvua, what does that mean? Yihachi, if it's an old Milva, Nishko B'loi Shvua, we should let him keep it without a Shvua. The Gemara is a Baal Amor. Yehachi, if there's an old milva, let him keep the talis, he doesn't have to swear. Hello, awesome, the Baal Amor. How does he learn these three words in the Gemara?
Mashal
also, right? Yeah, it's a Mashal, yeah. Shreya Mashal, the Baal Amor. The Gemara says, Yehachi, there's no blood shvua. If it's an old milva, let him keep it. It's fresh in the Gemara. Hello, awesome. And the Baal Amor is going on this Gemara, he doesn't answer it. Well, the kasha is stronger than any teretz I'm going to tell you. I'll tell you a teretz. It's a Gemara on the region. But the kasha is stronger. The Rav Shmuel suggests a teretz. He says the Gemara means this. When the word says Yihachi, remember, in our case, the person's not timing Yom Yishan. He's saying Anim Tzasiya. We're making him swear when he says Anim Tzasiya. We don't really know what happened. So we say there are three possibilities. Either he's honest, he really meant it. Or he's dishonest, he's really a crook. Or Milvi Yishana. Three possibilities. So Gemara said, why swear? He said, swearing, well, if he's honest, no purpose to make him swear, it says anyway. If he's dishonest, no purpose in making him swear, Kashamama Kashamuras. The only reason to make him swear is because of the Milvi Yishana. So the Gemara is asking, if there's a Milvi Yishana, why swear? Manashav, why should he swear? He's going to keep it because maybe he's telling the truth. He's saying, I mean, it's a sin. But why swear? If he's honest, let him keep it. If he's dishonest, he'll swear. If there's a Milvi Yishana, he'll swear in the Milvi Yishana too. If he's grabbing it for a Milvi Yishana, he'll swear in the Milvi Yishana too. What's the purpose of him swearing? That's how Shmuel explained to Gemara. It's strange. Why? Because if there's a Milvi Yishana, what's he going to swear? He won't swear anything to see it. And fine. He'll swear in the book of Mechesia. Funny. He'll swear Ki'ilu he found it. He will be punished on the ship. So I guess the Baal Amor holds no. He'll swear. He'll say in the book of Mechesia. It's a Milvi Yishana. It's not on him. Because I deserve him. Deserve not much of him. The Baal Amor is like him, the Shmuel seems not to accept. Because he did something not allowed to do, so he's going to swear. The higher Shmuel calls you to be punished, it's a Milvi Yishana.
You're
supposed to lose afterwards. Yeah, but you're supposed to lose because you have no legal. You have no legal, you lose. You don't believe. You can't win, you understand, but you can't win the entire. You must swear a fool does.
You can't prove yourself. That's the problem.
Again, I'm going to get back and forth on this. This is the way the Baal Amor works. Now, I saw a tshuva in the Shusyata. Interesting tshuva. Just sort of to sum up this whole Indian. Shusyata has a case. Someone asked him the following shayla. He lost something. He lost something. I don't remember what the case there was that he lost. He lost an object. Someone else found it. And it was not the chetet sheyesh by simon, but it was in a place where it's mostly light. Let's say you drop something in New York, It has a sin. So someone finds it, he's allowed to keep it. So someone found my thing. And I know it's mine. It had a sin in it. It's mine. It has my name on it. The halacha is, if you find it, you're allowed to keep it. Because since I lost it, even though it's mine, why are you allowed to keep it? Because I'm the Irish. It's right by you. Yeah. Someone asked the Shusyatik a following shot. He says, listen, I lost something. I didn't realize I lost it. I didn't notice that I lost it. And later I heard he found it. And then I realized I lost it. The halacha is, if you didn't realize you lost it, it's called Yish Lo Yidas. If you had realized, you would have been there. Yish Lo Yidas is not Yish. If I could prove to him, if I could prove that I didn't realize I lost it, he'd have to give it back. I can't prove it. And he's tithing. So we have an omdina, a person loses something of value, he notices. So he wants to keep it. If he goes to Bez, Bez will pass my cage. That's the other one, Mashish Fakisa, the Hosha. A person notices he loses something of value. So Bez is going to pass me to keep. But I know, believe me, I know that I wasn't the Irish. I didn't know anything about it. Am I allowed to go and grab it away from him? That's the shadow that was asked by the Shazam. Can I go and grab it away from him? So it's a very interesting truth. He says, well, according to the Shah, he certainly can grab it. Shah calls you going to grab
it. Is it yours?
Oh, it's mine, it's my faith.
There's normally the assumption that he is.
It's a mistaken assumption. I know it's a mistaken assumption, but Bez is going to assume it anyway.
Well, you tell
the person that it's mine, because I was in the age, but El Yonav is not here. So Bez is passing is based on the rules. So he says, according to the Mashal, I'm not allowed to grab it. Saki is that it's his. So he brings the Gemara my cut and Daf Yud Zayin. Gemara there says that Havut Surba Merabanan Avidino Menashe, that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to do Avidino Menashe. He says, since the Shail of the Talmud Chacham, so he's allowed, even like the Mashal, he's allowed to grab it for himself. Since the Talmud Chacham, he's allowed to grab it for himself. And that's exactly, he says, nothing. The big Talmud Chacham, the Surba Merabanan, he's even a Talmud of a Talmud Chacham, even a young Talmud Chacham. So as long as you're a Talmud Chacham, you're allowed to grab it. That was the Shusyakov's Psak, even according to the Mashal. Now why is this important? We see that the way he learned the Mashal yesterday, we're trying to figure out what's Pshat of the Mashal. What's Pshat of the Mashal? Why can't I grab? So someone suggested, I don't remember who, that maybe the reason is because you might be making a mistake. If you're going to do a din for yourself, maybe you're making a mistake. So maybe that's Pshat of the Mashal. Mashal holds, really, be allowed to grab for yourself. And certainly our brother could. We can't trust people. Everyone's just going to go and grab. You can't have such a thing. People are going to grab them properly. So the Naila, it gives us at least a ship of Pshat and Mashal. Mashal means you can't grab because you'll make mistakes. It's a nice, I think it's a nice Pshat and Mashal, no?
It also would take away the power of Bez. If everybody decided that he feels that Bez was wrong,
Well, if you feel Bezdin was wrong based on the evidence they got, then you're correct. If I feel Bezdin was wrong because they weren't giving all the facts,
a lot of times people even feel that, you know.
Well, everyone feels Bezdin was wrong. Anybody goes to Bezdin, Bezdin doesn't have that's why both the Dinim have a very hard time getting a good reputation because 50% of the customers are unhappy. Usually both sides are unhappy. He said it when he's unhappy. It's very.
So then you got him going around and taking the money.
What?
He feels Bez didn't get it wrong.
Yeah, so that's why. The whole Shach. The Shach doesn't say that if you feel Bez passed the wrong among this, you could grab. No. The Shach only says if you know the truth, but you can't prove it. I can't prove it. He borrowed from me. I can't prove it. That's what the Shach is for. So the Shusyake gives us a little bit of a Mahalach in the Mashal. The problem is it does not fit in the Lashon of the Mashal at all. Mashal is not saying, if you look at the Mashal, it's a nice in between Pshat, but it's not a Pshat, it's really not Pshat in the Mashal. The Nebuchadnezzar does seem to hold this way. Because the Yosef makes a chiluk. He says, when are you allowed to grab for an old milvah? An old loan. A loan is clear cut. A loan, he says, I never lent him money. I know I lent him money. It's clear cut, then you can grab. But let's say there's a pekud. I gave him a pekud. Now again, he says he never gave it to me. Also, I could grab. Let's say I gave him a pekud. He says, I really gave it to me, but it got destroyed this and this way. I hold this guy has to pay me, so I want to grab. So the Mukiyasiv, he can't grab that way. Because people can make mistakes. Maybe you don't know the story exactly, you're not clear. Even if you're clear, you don't know the halacha. Mukiyasiv says, when it's a clear case, you could grab. There's a case where you may not know the whole story. Or Aliyah, you may not be clear about the whole story, you may not be clear about the halacha, then you can't grab. So that says in the Mukiyasiv, and that I would agree. I think maybe even the Shach would agree. That it's when it's clear to you, you can grab. When it's not clear, you can't. And before we finish this sugya, I just have to tell you, if you ever have this case, you know, even when one side comes to me, you write a book of cases, when one side comes, and they tell you the case, and you tell them they're right. And then the other side comes, they tell you a whole different story. It happens all the time, all dealing moments. One side tells you the story. I once had a case, somebody comes, he asks for his daughter. His daughter got a job as a secretary in a dentist's office. And he told her 9 to 5. He asked me a shiloh. They say she has to stay till 8 o'clock. Does she have to stay? She decided 9 to 5. Does she have to stay till 8 o'clock? You do shiloh, right? No? Of course you have to stay till 8. They hired you 9 to 5. You don't have to stay till 8. So it's good. They had an argument with the dentist. The dentist said, yes, Rabbi Reiser, whatever he says, we'll listen to him. Right? He's a shiloh. So if they go home, the dentist calls me. He says, yeah, I hired him 9 to 5, 5 days a week. But now it's Yom Tovim time. So Yom Tov, she's off, so only open 2 days a week. So those 2 days, we open till 8. I'm paying her for the whole week. So I told her, 9 to 5, 5 days a week. Well, we open 2 days. I wanted to stay till 8 o'clock. Is he right? Of course he's right. Right? He hit each side, he tied 100% right. Right? But it just happens every time these things happen.
But here's the Gemara, you say 12 months, and you say a year, a month earlier.
Dina Mamis is always the way. So I'm just telling you, if you have a shiloh, you're going to learn the shot, and I'll talk about the shot, you're going to go grab, don't rush to go grab. Be clear, if you go to Rav, you tell him the story, it's in your chayus, you tell him the whole story. Really, when you hear half the story, it's not good. You have to really hear the whole story from both sides. Okay, let's see the next line of Gemara. Ela Hashina Shema Safik Milva Yeshani Yeshlei Alav. A new thing, Safik Milva. Safik, something else. Alav Arminu, it's twice Mamana Mistake, right? Ishtaba Nami Mistake. But if he's grabbing, so what's the Shvur going to help him? He's going to swear falsely to Mustafik. I'm going to say, but maybe no. That's not the way people are. Parshi Inshi, Mustafik Shvur, like Parshi Mustafik Roman. Kaisvis, Ibra Masko, Mustafik Milbi Yishana, at the end, is bothered by a passion. Why is a Goslin, every Goslin, is, if someone steals, and they're able to be stolen, it's possible. Why is he possible? Maybe he stole for Suffolk Milvi Yashana. Maybe he stole because there was some old Milva. Maybe that's why he stole. So why should I pass on it? Good passion, huh? So Kaisis, this is Kaisis Kaisis. Ga'avu v'gazman v'adai, the Kaisis of the Kaden, ein l'hashu mitom shamas am yishir shlai alav. You can't be mashu because maybe there's something Milvi Yashana. Two bats. Missing why? It's very funny that Tyson is like missing the next lot. So what this says, Abu Ghazlan Vada, if someone's a Ghazlan, or a Khajib Bikadi, Ayla Hashir, we have Savi Lashan Shah. You can't say Savi Lashan Shah, love? Why not?
What?
Because it's
a Ghazlan Vada,
you can't say it, because he's even with the something, he's a Ghazlan. So Shitamukhubet says, that's a Chabad. In Safik, might be Dei Vada. He's a Vadai Ghazlan. Kid says Sufik, maybe he had to be Chavadeh Gazman is possible. In order to make him kosher, you have to have a Vaday reason to make him kosher. Can't say somebody shot that somebody is a Vaday Gazman. Agamar is talking about a person who we don't know. He says, why, what's the story? He walks in, he says, I need a Sasina. When there's a Sotik, so you can say Sotik will be a Shana Yeshua, a lot of men swear. There's nothing to do with a Vaday Gazman. In Sotik, when is he there? The Shita Mukabesis brings a second shot, Shendarima Dash. And he says, Gazman, if he grabbed because of a Milta Yeshana, he's a Gazman, he has no right to grab. He has no right. So if he has no right to grab, so there's no terrorist. Maybe there's an old Milta Yeshana Yeshlaim. That's not a terrorist. He has no right to grab. He's a Gazman. Now, when I first read this Rima Gash, I said, oh, Rima Gash holds like the Mashal and the Balamar. He says, you're not allowed to grab. You're a Gazlan. Sounds like, at first glance, Rima Gash is exactly like the Balamar and the Mashal. You're not allowed to grab.
Oh, my God.
I see, when we learned this 6 years ago, in my notes, I wrote that down. The Rima Gash is like the Balamar. So I wrote my notes. Like, Rima Gash is like the Balamar, and he's like the Mashal. He says, you're a Gazlan if you grab. You have no right to grab, so go be a Shal. So I made a mistake. Why?
Oh,
I'm saying maybe he stole it as a Mubi Yashana, so he's not a Gazman. According to Shai, I'm a
Gazman. He's saying something is a Gazman.
No, he's saying on the Gazela itself, maybe he took it for Mubi Yashana.
No, he's not a Gazman.
For the same perspective. No, Darina Gash is going on Sufik Mubi Yashana. A person who grabs because he's Misufik if he has a Mubi Yashana. He's saying, if you grab for a Sufik Milvi Yashana, you're a Gazlan. For a Sufik, you're not allowed to grab. Because you might, you're a Sufik Milvi Yashana, you're not allowed to grab. For straight out Milvi Yashana, maybe the person the Gazlan would say, I grab because of the Milvi Yashana, maybe it would make him a proselyte. No, right, you're not allowed to grab in the regular case. At the point, the Gemara ends up, night timer. Mamin isim bechazara shvur lasim bechazara. End of the Gemara is, why are people pirish more misafik shvur and misafik mamin? I've heard the Gemara today and said people are more afraid of shvur than mamin. We're going here like Abaya, who holds chashir amamin a chashir a shvur, said that mamin a shvur the same. So mamin shvur the same. So why? So the Gemara says, because misafik mamin you can undo, misafik chazara you can't undo. So then did the sugya of chashir amamina with a machlaikis between Abaya and who's the first man of the Yaman? Rabbi Yerichin. Rabbi Yerichin holds that chashir amamina loy chashir ashvusa. Abaya holds chashir amamina chashir ashvusa. How do we paskin? So the Rosh says there's no nafkamina between the two men of the Yaman. There's really no difference. If you paskin chashir amamina chashir ashvusa. So why is there no difference? Because if you pass him chasher amam and chasher ashvusa, you have to always be chayshish for a safik milvi yeshana. That's a bayit. So every time chasher amam is chasher ashvusa, but maybe there's a milvi yeshana, so then you make him swear because maybe there's a milvi yeshana. Either way, from the Rosh, you make him swear. Either because he's not chasher ashvusa, or even if we pass him chasher amam and is chasher ashvusa. But the mice, we make him swear because of the suffering of the Yeshana, so we start to make him swear. So even though in Lomdis it's a gigantic nafkamina, it's a chashir amam, chashir shvuana, but in halacha it's up to Rosh, no nafkamina. Because Abai is just saying, you can pass the chashir amam, chashir shvuasa, and still you make him swear because the suffering of the Yeshana, so up to Rosh, there's not really not much of a nafkamina. Okay, so at the end of this sugya, we start Sunday, the city of Tafikai, the Bayer of Zeri. You do have to learn a big piece of the Gemara and Mr. Shem before we start.